of Ellie Monk in his classic work, The World of Prayer, explains that the three paragraphs of the Shema form the oldest part and the centre of Shacharis and of Maariv. The Gemara begins with a discussion about the Shema. And although we look at the three paragraphs of the Shema as one unit, Min HaTorah, certainly according to some opinions, one can fulfil their obligation just by reciting the first pasuk. But certainly a person needs to have kavana and understand and appreciate what's going on in all the paragraphs of the Shema. He goes on to explain the foundation of Jewish ethics, their basis and dogma, and their program and practice is the theme of the Shema. And he contextualizes it within the two brachas that we've said beforehand in Shacharis. The bracha dealing with creation, Yetzer, is followed by its logical sequel, the bracha dealing with revelation at Har Sinai, Avar Abba. And this leads us directly to the essentials of this revelation, the Shema. Shema in the solemn proclamation of the true moral ideal. The daily prayer reaches its climax. The three paragraphs of the Shema set down a triad of ethical precepts. First, says the Gemara, is Kabbalas or Malchus Shemayim, to accept upon ourselves Hashem's rule. The second is Kabbalas or Mitzvahs, it's submitting to Hashem's mitzvahs, accepting upon ourselves the responsibility to perform mitzvahs. And the third one is the road to personal sanctification, Visam Kadoshim. How do we achieve the last one? By resisting material temptation, don't stray after your heart, after your eyes. And these three questions, basic to moral and ethical legislation, are answered to. Whether it's the origin of the law, its demands and its purpose, they're presented to him brief, but they're a precise outline from our perspective. The first sentence, which he explains so beautifully, is unexhaustible in the abundance of its meanings and implications. It's huge. It has cosmological, ethical, and historical significance. All the opposing trends, the profusion of the phenomena of history, and in the soul of man, which more than anything else are produced by the era of polytheism. All the different aspects and elements of life, and all the things to which the untrained eye and the untrained mind might think are different forces independent of each other, to the Jew is Hashem Echad, the activity of one God. To us is Hashem, the absolute prime spirit. This is Hashem who rules even before the world begins. The creative, wonder-working love, this is Midas HaRachamim. He's Elokeinu, he's Elokim, he's all-powerful, he's omnipotent. He communicates with the universe by means of the laws of nature. And with his people, through the laws of the Torah. Hashem is the ideal personification of law and justice. That's Midas HaDin. And this revealed wisdom perpetually replenishes human thought as a teaching of the unity of love and justice, spirit and matter, freedom and necessity of the infinite and multitude of finite forces.